It's Helping Hand statewide on HPR1 stations on Fridays as part of All Things Considered, and then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, the Caregiver Foundation hosting their 10th annual fundraiser and silent auction Saturday, April 27th at the Manoa Grand Ballroom in the Japanese Cultural Center in Honolulu, 10 to 1:30 on South Barataria. Annual event and auction to gather supporters, clients, community partners, an organization that can provide comprehensive care for individuals that are elderly or face serious disabilities. The event will have live music, entertainment, prize drawings, food, and we'll hear more about the event and the wide range of things that they do to help people and the many ways that folks can support the Caregiver Foundation. We've got the Vice President of the Board of Directors, Ann Chip Chase. Welcome back, Ann. Thanks for doing this.
Well, thank you.
Before we get into this event, which has a lot of ways for people really to support you guys, describe the organization for someone who's never heard about it before. What do you guys do?
Well, the Caregiver Foundation essentially does what it says. We are an organization for caregiving and caregivers, and that can take any number of services that we provide, from helping the caregiver to survive and thrive through the caregiving, because caregiving is not easy, because it is hard work, and it's hard emotionally. So we work with the caregiver to make sure they've got everything they need, and we have roundtables and sessions for them monthly. But we also can do everything necessary if you have nobody to care for you, or no one who has the capacity to care for you, because it is tough work. We can do it, from simply paying your bills and making sure you don't overdraw, to doing everything from that through your final funeral arrangements. So it's absolutely everything. We can hire the people who need to come into your house to physically help you. We can hire your housekeeper people for you. We can make sure you get to your appointments when and how you want to. But the whole key is what you want, as long as you were able to tell us what you want.
Of the range of services, are there more common things?
Well, it really depends on, as we age or as we get more ill, it depends. Making sure you've got all your meds when you need them. Making sure you remember your doctor's appointments. Checking the bank balances. Paying the bills. All of this sort of thing. That's the easy side. We can, if the issue happens to be intellectual or physical disability, we can handle that too. We can set up a situation where we have a live-in, from the most extreme is having a live-in person with your loved one who cannot function alone. So put somebody in there, and they are responsible, they are licensed, they essentially do your will and keep your loved one happy. Certainly, if you've got plenty of money, we can get you any service you want. If you have no money, or only little bit money, we can still do it. That's the reason for the fundraiser, because we need to have the money to pay the people to provide services to those who cannot provide for themselves.
How else does the Caregiver Foundation get funding?
We have, to the best of my knowledge, currently no state or federal grants. It's mostly from people we've worked well with who remembered us in their wills. There's some corporate money. Various corporations put money in. And then those people who can pay do pay.
And then the cost to be able to provide services for people who cannot afford it, that's the kind of reason that you do these events, like the one that's coming up next weekend on Saturday the 27th, Manoa Grand Ballroom in Honolulu, Japanese Cultural Center, and that's 10 to 1:30. Talk about what's happening. Give us some highlights of it. Other important details you want to tell people who may be able to come and support you guys.
First of all, if you go online to thecaregiverfoundation.org, you will find the link to buying tickets. What you will find when you get there is a lot of fun, actually. Very little speechifying, very little downer kind of things. We'll have the silent auction. Now, I have to admit, I am a silent auction maniac, so that's a lot of fun for me. But we also have great food. We will have music and fun, and it's people. It's people you might know, you might not know, but it's good people meeting good people and, you know, just enjoying each other.
And how else can people support the event? In addition to buying tickets, do you need items for, you mentioned the silent auction, do you need auction items? Are there other support elements for the event, volunteering at the event to help you, those sorts of things?
I'm sure we could use volunteers, things to donate, from jewelry, Simi antiques, wooden bowls, you know, koa bowls, that kind of thing. Paintings, kind of neat. You never find it anyplace else. Stuff.
Would be great.
Collectibles.
Anything like that that someone wanted to donate.
And that's what you can buy if you come by.
Right. You mentioned the volunteer opportunities at the event. Do you guys have volunteer opportunities the rest of the year or other needs?
We have committees. Right now I'm heading the marketing committee. And if anybody wants to be on the marketing committee, give me a call. And other of that kind of board level, we could use a couple of more board members. If anybody's particularly interested in this area of doing good.
Well, those are other ways that people can help out. Let me give you the contact information, thecaregiverfoundation.org, 808-625-3782, info@thecaregiverfoundation.org. Also, you can look for an email form, a contact form, too, at their website. The full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just look for Helping Hand. The event is coming up next weekend, Saturday, April 27th, Manoa Grand Ballroom on Barataria, Japanese Cultural Center, which is a cool building, and that's 10 to 1:30. 10th annual fundraiser and silent auction from the Caregiver Foundation. We've been hearing about it from Ann Chipchase, Vice President of the Board of Directors of the Caregiver Foundation, our guest today returning on Helping Him. Hoping that it is a successful event, that you get lots of response from your appearance here on Helping Hand. And on behalf of all the folks that you're helping out, especially people who cannot afford it, who you guys are able to help out through the generosity of other people's philanthropy, thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you, Dave.